Recently, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as Master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During this precious time, Supreme Master Qinghai also answered the spiritual questions of our association members. The following is a discussion with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled, Reducing One's Ego, which took place on August 20th, 2008, during the International Seminar.
Well, you know what? We really don't know some words, you know, some words really. For example, I give like $10,000 for relief disaster, like in Haiti, for example. And it's like 10 times more over there, the equivalent. That means over there, they can buy 10 times more supply, 100,000 or 200,000 sometimes, depends on country, huh? We really don't know the value of life in some countries. Just for example. In many other places like that. And here I give like 20,000 for Ukraine, and they say to me 133,000 in supplies. Mm-hmm. That's substantial, huh? Right? Especially for emergency. People just need like water, emergency food, and something simple. Wow, that's a lot. And I'm amazed, you know, how your brother and sister can always manage, because it's a lot of food to deal with, huh? A lot of substance to deal with, a lot of things to deal with. It's a lot. You have to go there and rent a truck and buy the supply, and you're really getting very good at it. Every country, I'm proud of you. Not just you here, but especially other countries, they do it a lot. Taiwan, Singapore, Hong Kong, they do a lot, a lot. I wish we don't have to do it anymore, because I wish we don't have any disaster anymore. But as long as we have it, we just have to try. I wish I could give more, you know. I'm reading some report. Oh my God, poor people. So much disaster nowadays. Is it much more frequently now, right?
More and more.
More frequent and more
severe. Terrible. Poor people. Jesus. I don't like all this. It's very bad. I wish I could give them more than that. But this is just for temporary, for emergency, and then they survive until bigger help comes, eh? For your country. My God, now. The continual decline of bees affect the food now. This is nothing new, but they keep reporting it's getting worse all the time. Because if there's no bees, there's no pollination. And then some food, some fruits, and some vegetable depends on the pollination to bear fruit, yeah? And now, a lot of bees have died. The whole colony sometimes collapsed. They call it the collapsing of the colony. So now, maybe we don't have food soon. Not to talk about climate change or anything yet, yeah? We might have no food because of no pollination. So you guys maybe just start planting something at home. Something that don't need the bees. Well, anything we can survive, but this is terrible. This is such a disaster, and they're not waking up. All the bees die because of the poisonous gas. They cannot bear it. We are big, so maybe we don't feel the much effect. And the big animals, some don't feel the much effect. But some small insects and bees, they die because they cannot bear it. It's too much for them. And so many whales and dolphins, they wash up ashore and die. There's so many dead zones in the ocean. The same with them, they cannot bear it, suffocating them, and so they have to swim out of it. You understand me? Swim out of the water. There's a full of poison in there, poisonous gas that has been released. So they cannot bear it, and they cannot breathe, so they have to get out of it. You know, it's just like if the house is engulfed with gas, you cannot breathe, and you open the door, you come out, no? The same with them. For them, light is in the water, but if water is full of poison, of course they come out, eh? But when they come out, they die too, because they have no water. They stay in the ocean, they die, they come out, they die. There's no choice for them. This is the worst of all cruelty, that the people don't take care of the environment and let all beings keep dying like this. Just to be a vegetarian, how difficult can it be? Is it difficult? Even if it is, this is the only choice we have to survive. Why not? Even the dolphins have to swim out of the ocean because they think like that they can survive. Even risking their lives, so why not we can just change the vegetarian diet? The strong chemical and pesticide they use for agriculture, which is not really necessary. If we do it the normal way, the natural way, we don't even need pesticide or insecticide at all. And they cannot bear all this, it's too much for them. Even humans, sometimes we eat the food full of insecticide or pesticide, we also feel sick, no? Over the long period of time. But because we are big, so the sickness is not very grave, so we do not feel it right away. But over the time, it ruins our body function and damages the cells and all kind of things, make us sick. Sometimes we get sick right away, but most of the time, because we are big, so we can kind of ingest it and some other way to clean it out, but then after too long, we also cannot bear it.
Understood. Could you tell me how much of the ego comes from the opinions that I have suddenly in my mind?
The ego is ego, it has nothing to do with opinion.
It's just because I experienced once when a lot of my opinions shattered and then it was very clear. So I felt that was connected with the ego.
Of course. Of course, the more ego you have, the more wrong your opinion would be.
I guess I just imagined the egoless state being an opinionless state. I thought if somebody has little ego or no ego, then they would also have few or no opinions.
Yeah, that's right.
So my question is how to reduce the number of opinions. Because I notice I stubbornly hold on to them. And when somebody debates with me, I keep holding my view rather than being loose and allowing other views.
Just reduce your ego and your opinion will be also correct or less. But that's difficult. So just be happy when somebody scolds you, that's it. I'm grateful. Yeah, it's truly like that. Because if nobody fix you, nobody carve you up or tell you that you're wrong, or nobody really humiliates you a little bit, then it's difficult to get rid of the ego. Really, it's like that. Somebody scold us or offend us, then maybe we feel unjustified. And then maybe we think we have ego. Or sometimes we do something wrong and we still don't want to admit it. And then maybe after a while we realize that we have ego. Otherwise it's difficult to know, eh?
Thanks.
You're welcome. But the thing is, we don't like to be fixed. We don't like to be told what to do. We don't like being treated with less respect and all that stuff. Well, it's so difficult. So sometimes if you're together in a group, and maybe you rub a little bit here and there, and that might help a little bit. Otherwise, well, it's difficult to say. If you live with somebody who's difficult and a little bit less compromising, then maybe you have a chance to chop some of your ego off. Otherwise, if you just go outside, work every day, you know, and you do your job well, and everybody says, oh, how good, how nice, and you never go nowhere. Truly like that. Unless you check in yourself every day, your wrongdoing, like the diary I gave you, that's also to check up your percentage of ego. Whenever you think you're wrong, or whenever you think your ego pop up, you tell yourself, well, and change it, change the course of action or thinking. When your opinion about somebody is mostly not correct, unless you're really enlightened and you can see through, you can see the aura, you know, okay, now it's coffee color, I know it's bad. And now it's all white and golden, okay, he's good. Then you can hold maybe some opinion about his spiritual elevation. Otherwise, it's just better, you just don't hold any opinion. You just think of yourself as the most humble, the most needy of repair. Then keep reminding yourself that and respect everybody, since you don't know who they are. Truly, since you don't know the inside of them, it's better not to hold any opinion. Let alone you don't see anything and you already judge that person, then of course that would not be very helpful to your spiritual practice and to your ego-chopping mission. But it's good that you know it, at least that you observe yourself, and it's good at least that you know something is not correct. That's already half of the cure. Very good. Continue to do that.
So one of the things I try to do is notice when something is against my opinion.
Yeah.
Notice when I'm wrong. But rather than looking when I'm right, oh yes, I'm right, I'm right, I look for when I'm wrong, and then it helps me soften my opinion.
That's very good. And whenever you know you are wrong, you keep it. Okay, remember? But do not always like blaming yourself too much. It's also no good either. You become like self-conflicting. You cannot improve and you will not have your self-confidence. Also no good. It's difficult to pinpoint what is the right way to do. You just have to go along and then you will feel it. The problem is sometimes we hold an opinion about somebody. It's not always correct because sometimes we have the bad karma with that person. You see? So we feel that way about him or her because that's what he did or she did to us, or you have problem with each other in the former life. And then if we have the opinion about that person because of our previous bad karma with him or her, then it's mostly not correct. Because other people look at him and her differently. So it's difficult. That's why the Bible says, judge not. And another thing is, sometimes we judge a person by something that happened to us before. It not necessarily happened with that person, but happened somewhere else with somebody else who looks like him, or who wears that kind of shirt, who walks the way he does, then he must be bad. Because this is a reaction of our brain. He registered something unpleasant before, and now he looks similar, and he begins defensive, begins to coil up and say, no good, stay away, and that person no good, because he looks similar. That is a problem. That's why we don't always have a good judgment about somebody or about the situation. That's all. So try to disregard the negative, especially with the disciples. Just forgive and forget. It's the best. But if you don't know that person very well, it's better not to judge. It's good that you're very observant, but act on it. It's better be good.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
I'm working for this as a health practitioner, HP. It's a natural doctor in Germany. I want to share, it's very important, about bacteria and antibiotics, because it's a knowledge what only a few people know.
Mm-hmm.
In 1900 medicine, there were two people, one French medical doctor we know all is Louis Pasteur.
Yeah.
And we believe that bacteria come from the outside as our enemies. And it's just a simple truth that when we eat meat, it's dead.
Yeah.
And with one meal with meat, we take over 500 million bacteria inside. And with one vegetarian meal,
yes,
non-cooked
Yes.
We take 500 pieces of bacteria inside.
Instead of 500 million.
And we all don't know when we try to kill bacteria in our intestine, we take antibiotics. It's not possible because we can't control life by killing something. When Louis Pasteur says we have to cook our meal to kill bacteria, it's not working because you can't control and you can't kill life and you can't kill bacteria. They just change their form.
That's right.
And when we are green inside, when we are green in our intestine, we don't have to have fear.
Yes.
But bacteria, they don't come from the outside. They are not aggressive. Bacteria are our friends.
Yes.
When we see in the forest there's a tree and the tree died and there comes mushrooms from the inside of the tree, it's just like a digestion. We need these bacteria because they digest our garbage.
That's right.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. So it's very important to have no fear about the bacteria come from the outside. So much money is thrown away from the pharmaceutical industry by producing this senseless medicine. Mm-hmm. Because we have to stay clean inside by many green foods, and then we have to have no fear about bacteria because they find nothing to eat in us.
That's so right.
Keep away from us.
That's right.
And we have to take no antibiotics because it's no need. There's no need. We can do many things without money.
That's good, but when people are sick, they don't take antibiotic. What do they take? Homeopathy and all that?
There are three things. They take the knowledge that bacteria change their form, and there exists medicine with the primitive forms. So if you have nose is running and inflammation is everywhere in the body, so you can take this medicine, and the bacteria are not killed, but they remember to change their form to a primitive state.
That's very good.
Yeah, and there exists another medicine, very simple. You can do it for yourself. You can take sunlight and charge some kind of milk sugar.
Natural sugar in the milk.
It's a very old recipe from 1851, and this is coming up now. Because,
very good.
You can put it in the sunlight, and these things are charged. And so when you take it inside, your cells will become biophotonin, light again. Because they found that when somebody has cancer, the cells can't hold the light inside.
That's right.
It's going away. So if you take the simple light, sunlight, because our food, there is no natural sunlight. It's all this artificial light. The plate is full, and we are starving because there's no information inside the food.
It's good.
And there's something more very, very simple that people don't like to hear this. It's our urine.
The Indian people, they use them.
Yeah. And there are these primitive phases from the bacteria when you drink this in the morning. So the bacteria will change to another level, so they are not...
Don't hurt you.
Yeah.
I understand. The Indian tradition, maybe Ayurvedic or just traditional way of curing, even mentioned in the Buddhist Sutra, you use your own excrement and the urine even to cure yourself. But of course you have to know how and how much and how.
The body is regulating this, and it says in the Bible that Jesus, when he was in the desert, he should drink the water out of his own land. Maybe this was the first.
His own system. Very good. I'd rather try something else. But it's nice to know, in case you don't have any other medicine, then You have to kill yourself and save your life, no? It's good to know a lot of things. Because right now the world is really in danger of shortage of many things. And the more things you know, maybe it's better in this emergency. I'd rather you don't have to use any of those. Even, yeah, but in case you have to, why not? It's a recycling stuff, you know, what are you laughing at, huh? It should be good. The Indian, they use it all the time. Even Prime Minister Nehru, he admitted that he drinks a little bit of his urine every morning. It's just different. There was a report that one time all the doctors in England went on strike, remember? For a while, and at that time the checkup, the death rate is not going down. It's a true story. It could be elsewhere as well, but it just happened that it was in England. All right, thank you, sister. You were very good, informative. There's so many medicine that from the long tradition is surfacing now. Even all kind of alternative medicine. So maybe you have more choices. That's very good.
I saw something which made me really happy, and that was the thing in Hollywood.
The companies?
Yes. It was just so good. All the figures were mentioned, because that's exactly what people need to know, these figures. Yeah. So many kilos of grain mix, because people just don't know. Yeah. And also the actress who was the MC, and she had this apple, she said, that's nature's fast food. You pick it and you eat it.
Yeah.
Fast food show.
Yeah, she's very...
And also that so many prominent people were there involved.
Yeah.
I somehow wished if something like that really would be like on the BBC or in some other, it would be impact because of all
the people. Well, they can. They're welcome to take our information and air it, or our program are welcome to be downloaded and used in any way. There's no need our permission, nothing. You saw that line all the time. Because people keep asking us whether they can download this permission. So everybody will know it is all free of charge and they can download and use it in any way that is beneficial to people.
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May Providence grace your life with tranquility and divine love.